Hello everyone, this is Katarina and I want to welcome you to our Free Life online healing event. I'm very happy that you are joining today, wherever you are in the world. And we always have international crowds and I'm really excited and love that you called in or joined by webcast. Our topic for today is the power of saying no, how to set healthy boundaries. So I work a lot with people, and especially women, but of course it can also be men who have the same issue. But often women who are energetically very sensitive, they often have a hard time saying no because they can feel the expectation coming at you when someone asks for something. Or it can be also something where they just feel it, that this is what the person would want or need at this point. There's definitely nothing wrong in giving and offering support or help, but when it's a pattern that is unhealthy, where you feel like you're constantly being asked for something, or maybe you're not even asked anymore, you just do, you're just always the giver and giver and giver, then at some point it can drain you so much that you're not just only having no more energy, but at some point you probably also get resentful. At the worst, you will avoid people who constantly ask for something. So being able to say no, to stay in your power and stay true to yourself is extremely empowering. And of course, the goal is to do it in such a way where it comes out still in a loving way, right? Because sometimes when we always give and give and give, that one time when we set up the boundary, it comes out in a very harsh way. And that, of course, doesn't help either. So when I do my energy readings and someone has an issue with boundaries, then what I usually see, and I want to explain to you a little bit what's happening on an energetic level so that you also understand what we're doing today. I always look at the energy centers, the chakras, which are involved in this pattern, right? So we have different energy centers in the body. They're along the midline, and they store information there. They store patterns, also beliefs, and also energies, emotions, stories from the past. And usually that pattern, of course, when we have a pattern, it usually stems from childhood. So, for example, maybe you learned very early on that you were not allowed to say no. It wasn't allowed to raise to speak your truth. You had a feeling like your opinion didn't matter. Or maybe you had a feeling like whatever you want is not important. And so you learned that it is better to just provide and give to others than really being able to say no and feeling into yourself what you truly want. So when these patterns develop, you go farther and farther away from your own personal power and also from the felt sense of what is right for you. What is it that you truly want? Because at some level, you might even think, I cannot have it anyhow. So those are some of the issues. Of course, there are different reasons for that too. But when we just look into the energy centers itself, usually everyone who knows a little bit about the chakras would say, okay, it's probably the throat chakra, because the throat chakra has to do with expressing yourself, speaking your truth. And I say that's definitely true, but we want to go deeper than that. And when you think back, right, just how you felt when someone asked something of you to do and you really didn't want to do it, but nevertheless you agreed, how did that make you feel? So usually what happens for people who really have a problem energetically, they can feel that expectation and energy literally coming at them, and it's often a feeling like the energy gets drained out of them. And that is a solar plexus issue, because the solar plexus is the power center. This is your own power. So in other words, you give the power away to someone feeling like this opinion is more important or that person is more important, so you feel kind of already drained or even resentful, which is also a solar plexus issue. And when we go even deeper than that, because I always like to go, let's go straight to the root, root cause, that's what I like to do. When we go even deeper than that, there is usually a belief that stems from a fear. So let's talk about the fear first and then about the belief. Often the fear is, and the fear is, by the way, it's a root chakra issue, which is at the end of the spine. And usually the fear is that people fear the rejection. So the thinking would go is, if I don't do what this person asks me of to do, then this person might not be nice to me anymore. What would they think about me? And then they might feel a fear coming up. So it's a fear of rejection. Often it can be something that you have learned in childhood, that if you didn't behave a certain way, said the certain things, your parents punished you by either ignoring you or not giving you the love that you wanted, right? And so the fear of rejection usually sits very, very deep in people. And so when we then go at the level of belief, the belief that could form then is, I'm not important. My opinion is not important. So I better not even say it. Right? So why even bother? So I'm just going to give you a little bit of this overview here so that you know energetically what's happening. So it's just to summarize, it's not just a throat issue, throat chakra issue. It's really when we go to the deepest level, it's the fear of the rejection. And then subsequently what I just explained, then giving your power away to someone else and then just complying with what other people want. So just a little bit of an intro here. And today what I would like to do is I want to do, let's call it rounds, right? That's one. I want to do three healings. We're going to first go to the root chakra. We're going to do a clearing on the fear of rejection, which can sit very deep. I know that this is something one of the core fear people have. Then we're going to go to the solar plexus, you know, the power center, the pattern of giving power away to others. And then we're going to also work a little bit with this road. Now, of course, it would be also very, very important that after this healing is done, and I mean, you can always go back to the replay and do get more out of it, but also it's important for you to practice. It's very important to practice because you also need to learn a new behavior. And the practice would be where you basically first go into a very good energy yourself, where you work with the three energy centers. So first the root chakra. So you would feel into that area and energize it with your intention or visualization. You do the same with the solar plexus chakra and then at the end up the throat chakra. And you do this until you can feel really strong in those centers. And once you do, and it's best actually to stand up doing this because that raises the energy often too. And then what you would do is you can do like a rehearsal, right? You're practicing. So you imagine that one person who always asks you to do him or her a favor, or maybe it's a family member. You would imagine the same situation where this person comes up to you, but you try to stay in your own energy, and that's so important. So you need to create a new energetic pattern where these energy centers are strong. And then you imagine saying whatever you need to say. But while you do this, you keep focusing on your centers. And that usually takes a practice. So that's why this visualization is good, where you just do a rehearsal. How would you feel and how would you speak, right? Once you do this and you learn to stay in your energy, stay grounded in your root, strong in the solar plexus, an open throat, then once someone comes up to you and asks you, you will remember, okay, I need to go into this. I mean, no one's going to notice what you're doing, right? But you focus on these centers, you energize them before you speak. And that's the practice. And usually when these energy centers are strong, you can voice what you want. You can say yes, you can say no. It's going to be much easier because you're not going to have the fear of rejection. You're not going to give your power away, and you will have an open throat chakra, speaking it ideally, of course, in a loving and kind way. So enough of the intro. Let's start. And as always, you can make yourself comfortable. You can uncross and legs over the midline. So if you have them crossed over midline, please uncross them. Also, open yourself energetically to the healing. Of course, this is not my healing energy. I always say it. Each healing, it's a universal field. We have a big group today again. Let's just take a moment here and also feel into the energy of the group. Everyone here in this call or on the webcast has the same problem. It's a universal topic. It really is. So we're going to create this healing field, and we're going to all set this intention now, please, together to strengthen the root chakra as well as the solar plexus and open the throat so that you can stay in your own field, so that you know that you're connected to your truth and speak whatever you want in a loving and kind way, so that you also not feel overpowered by other people's expectations. Because I want you to be able to say no and set a healthy boundary. Okay, fantastic. Great. I'm going to open the field for healing now. First thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to go straight to the root chakra, releasing any patterns, any thoughts, emotions, negative feelings, experiences that you made in your life that made you fear rejection of other people or being rejected by other people, feeling like you have no self-worth. It's often connected to. So we're going to strengthen the intrinsic self-worth, but most importantly, of course, here for the root chakra, connecting you into the earth, letting go of that fear of rejection. It's not important what other people think of you. It's only important what you think of yourself. This one really I want you to remember. It's only important what you think of yourself, because you cannot control what other people think of you anyhow. So it's best to not bother. I know, sometimes easier said than done. That's why we're doing the healing. All right, so I'm going to let this energy run now, and I will not say anything and check back with you in a few minutes, and then we're going to move on to the next chakra. Fantastic. We're also going to install, I value my own opinion. My opinion matters. I am safe having an opinion. I feel safe having an opinion. My needs matter. Clearing out any cellular memory, any fears, any experiences, thoughts, energies that made you fear rejection. I want you to let go of this from the past so that you can step into the present moment and change your energy into something that is more aligned with your true self, where you can feel connected and safe in the moment, whatever arises in your body. We're going to bring in a red light energy. Red light is, of course, root chakra, energizing it, bringing coherence and balance and harmony into it. Alright, so let's move on to the next chakra. Solar plexus, your power center. We are clearing any times and any ways, so those are the patterns, right? Where you gave your power away, any thoughts, emotions, experiences that were not aligned with who you truly are and with what you believe and think because you felt like you had no choice. Let's clear it so that you can stay in your own power. You have a right to your own opinion. You have a right to say no. You have a right to create a life that you want to create. And not you're not here to fulfill expectations from other people. This is your life. And I want you to be able to connect to that power, to that strength. And the next time when someone asks you something to do that you really don't want to, or you know, it can also be some, you know, being able to set an energetic boundary. It's not always something, you know, what people say. But I want you to know that when we strengthen the solar plexus, it will be much easier for you to know, yes, you have a right also to your own energetic space. Because boundaries, of course, have to do with the energies too. So is someone invading your space? The person can only invade your space if you allow him or her to do it. I know it's not a conscious decision, it's a pattern. So that's what we're clearing, this pattern of allowing others to invade your space, energetically, physically, or verbally. Let's clear it so that your solar plexus is strong, radiates, that you know, yes, you can take your space, you have a right to be here. We're clearing anger and resentment out of the solar plexus that might be there because you have had experiences where your boundaries were violated. So we're going to clear those out, releasing those energies so that you can be feel vibrant and energized. To energize the solar plexus, you can also visualize a sun, like you have a small sun there, yellow light. That's always good for the solar plexus too. Great. Now we're moving on to the throat chakra. And we are clearing here the pattern of, you know, some people even get a lump. They feel like a lump in the throat if they want to speak up, but they can't. They're choking. So we're clearing this pattern of not being able to speak your truth because you were afraid. Let's clear this because I want you to be connected to your truth, your unique being. You have a unique truth. That's always important to realize, right? Your truth might be different than my truth. Doesn't mean yours is wrong or mine is wrong. It's just different. So you have a right to your own truth. Your truth matters. Feeling and knowing what's right for you in the moment. Being flexible with your answers, but being true to yourself. Nourishing your own spirit. The spirit suffers when you are not true to yourself. That's why we want to here strengthen this throat chakra and also the giving in the putting in the ability to speak with kindness. There's an art, it's an art, right? To set a boundary but do it in a loving and kind way. That's possible. It requires a lot of practice, but it's possible. We are clearing all those times that you couldn't say it, so those energies we need to clear out, all these patterns, also maybe from childhood when you were not allowed, or I'm seeing here also a few of you have this belief it's not safe to speak my truth. So maybe you spoke your truth and you got punished. So let's clear it. Clear it out from the past, from your inner child, so that it feels safe. And you now, as the grown-up, can speak your truth, be connected. And also, and that's important too, then, allow others to speak their truth, acknowledging their opinion. Again, it doesn't need to be your opinion. But just allowing others to speak their truth too, without fighting for who's right and wrong. Just letting it be, allowing it to be there. You can visualize a blue light there in this road, radiating outwards, the front and the back and the sides. Fantastic. And lastly, what I want to do is I want to also strengthen the energetic boundaries. So that is more the aura, the energy around your body. Keep in mind that the aura is also a function of your own chakra system. So when you have a strong chakra system, the aura tends to be stronger too. And the aura is, I mean, there are differences, right? There are some people who are very sensitive, and usually those are the people who are attracted to energy work. And there are people who are more physical and they cannot feel it so much. But strengthening the aura is really also good. It's very good just for an energetic boundary. And what do I mean by energetic boundary? There are a lot of people, I think a lot of for you also on the call, who can feel other people's emotion. Or maybe you get overwhelmed when you go into a store where a lot of people are and where there's lots going on, and you feel drained afterwards, right? So this is usually when you have when you're very sensitive and you pick up other people's stresses and anger or whatever they're going through. It can be confusing and overwhelming for the system. So there are different methods of strengthening that aura so you're not so affected. We can do a clearing and a strengthening on the energetic level with an energy healing, what I'm doing right now. And what also you can do is some people like the visualization where they visualize this blue bubble around them. That's also something you can do, especially if you go into a shop or anywhere where it's difficult for you, or maybe with a person that's very difficult for you. But one thing you need to understand is that still the shielding with the bubble is still a reaction, right? It's like you're wanting to shield and get away from others. The opposite is when you know that I don't need that shield anymore because I have learned to stay in my own vibration. And what do you mean by that? When you pick up other people's energies and you get very overwhelmed, it's usually because you are so fine-tuned and you have learned probably from an early age on to figure out what other people want just by their energy or what they need. That's often the case. This is often in families where there were lots of secrets or the parents didn't talk. Maybe you knew something was off, but they didn't share with you. So you learned, or maybe there was danger. That is also often the case when maybe you had an alcoholic father and the father was violent. You had to know when it was safe and when it was not safe. So your nervous system and all your senses learn to tune outside versus inside. And so this finely tuned nervous system can get super overwhelmed when you are around that many people. The antidote to that is learning to stay in your own vibration, because you can only pick up other people's energy if you go in resonance with them. Think about a tuning fork, right? I think about actually two tuning forks. You just need to hit one. I don't know how to say it in English, but you get this, you get the picture, right? It starts vibrating. And the other one, if it's tuned to the same tune, it will also start vibrating because they are in the same resonance, right? And it's the same with your own energy. So in other words, let's say someone is very angry and you can feel it and you already feel overwhelmed. It's because you feel it only because you go literally energetically in resonance because your boundaries are not as strong. And so learning to stay in your own field through the breathing exercises, through the heart exercises that I've shared so many times, and where you focus on the heart and the love and the compassion, that is really so much more powerful than visualizing the protective bubble around you, because that's still a reaction, right? You need to protect. It's a reaction versus I'm in such a loving state that it doesn't matter what other people feel, because I've learned to stay in that field. It's, of course, a practice, and you will have better days and worse days. I recently sent out, it's just one thing, if you want to learn how to do this, because I just recently sent out a free gift for this practice exercise for the heart. If you haven't received it, please go to my website under blog, and there's a new podcast, and then you can put your email address in, and I will send you the heart exercise with some background music, so you can learn to stay in the field. Okay, so just some explanation here. So we are going to do this now, strengthening the energetic boundaries, clearing away this feeling of being overwhelmed or taking on so much from others. Again, allowing you to stay in your own field. It's a powerful feeling to learn how to do this, especially when you're very sensitive. All right, take a deep breath in and exhale, and let everything go. Just notice how you're feeling right now. If you have a question, you can now let me know if you're in the webcast, submitting your question. It takes a little bit for me to get them, so please do this right now. Or if you are on the call and you want to talk to me and maybe share your experience, or if you have a question, you can also do this. And you need to press star 2 to raise your hand, and I can take your call. In the meantime, let me just here also finish this up energetically. I'm just going to seal everything that we did today so that you can bring in, you can keep that new information. Fantastic. Also, I wanna let until I get the questions. I was thinking I would like to offer a 6-week energy healing intensive, but I need to know what you want and what you need, which topic you want, and how the format should look like. I did send out a survey. A link to a survey. It just takes 2 minutes to fill out, and I would appreciate if you could do this. So letting me know what you need. If you're in the webcast, there's also a link to the survey. I will post the link also on the replay page, and I think I sent it also to you when you got the access information. So it's going to be included again for the replay. So please be so kind and take 2 minutes, fill it out, because I love these sessions. And I was thinking, if we have 6 weeks where we just, so 6 weeks where we do one healing each week and we focus on one specific topic, we can really get a lot out of this. Because right now, as you know, we have a different topic every month. I just wanted to have it a little bit broader. But if we have an energy healing intensive and we focus on one topic, maybe anxiety or self-esteem, whatever it is, then we can go really, really deep. And that's why I need your feedback. Fantastic. So is there anyone on the call here today who wants to speak with me and share their experience? Not as of right now. Let's see, there are some questions. Okay, Susan asks how she wants to know how we can get the how she can get the healing link for the heart exercise. Yes, please go on my website under blog. I posted there my first podcast episode that I'm going to release every 2 weeks. And if you scroll down the page, there is a sign up. And if you put your info there, I will email you the exercise. It's 20 minutes and it has a binaural beats as background music. You know, that's the technology that I really love, because you can get into a meditative state very quickly, and I guide you through the exercise and you can really practice this. Okay, it's those questions seems like they're not related to the healing, which is fine. Rose says, how long is your waiting list for a session? It's very long, but Ro, actually, because we had already in conversation, I sent you an email earlier, so please check. Okay, yes, unfortunately, the wait is very long right now. That's another reason, actually, why I wanted to do a six-week intensive energy healing, because there's just so many people, and if we group together into what we're focusing on, we can do the healing. I thought that would be really helpful for you, and I would like to do it too. Okay, all right, everyone. No one wants to speak to me, that's too bad. But nevertheless, I really enjoyed being with you, wherever you are in the world. And you can always send me suggestions for next month. And this was also per request, so this is also very helpful for me. If you send me what you need, and I can consider it. All right, have a wonderful rest of the day. I'm in Austria right now. I'm going to bed now. It's late. And for you, maybe you go to bed or you enjoy the day. Okay, thank you. Much love. Bye-bye. The moderator has left the conference.